105 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Thursday, September 3rd, Brevard County, Florida. A great day to be alive. And I pray that you are having a blessed day. Turn in your word today, if you will. We're going to be in Genesis, the 45th chapter. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast, and we're coming up on Labor Day this weekend. It's the last hoorah for summer. Summer will be ending here in a few weeks, and this is the last holiday where people get to go to the beach and stuff like that. And school's already back in session. I remember when I was growing up, a lot of times school didn't start until after Labor Day started, and we still got out early. So I don't really know how they've managed to stretch out the school calendar as extensively as they have. But I remember summer break being a lot longer than the break here that the kids have currently. So we want to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 536-5804, 536-5804. If you have been putting off some projects because of the heat, then I encourage you to give them a call. If you have any concrete work or block work that needs to be done, they are skilled in many different areas. They also do some stucco work. So give them a call, 536-5804, and they will get you fixed up and looking good. So I will be preaching this coming Sunday morning. And we want to invite you to come out and be a part of that service. We have been adjusting and trying to grow in our worship department, adjusting and trying some new things. And this coming week, my daughter-in-law is going to be leading worship. Our normal worship leader is on vacation. And so we're looking forward to what God has in store for that. So we want you to come be a part of that. 10:30 on Sunday morning. So it is a wonderful thing to have a family that loves Jesus and wants to serve him with all their strength and with all their might. So come be a part of it. We would love the opportunity to get to meet you. It's always exciting whenever we hear that somebody has been listening to the program and it's been a blessing to them. So we're going to be in Genesis 45, verse 16. One more announcement on Sunday night, and that is we do not have a Sunday night service again this week, but we will have our grow groups on the 13th of September. Just so you know, we take holiday Sunday nights off. So Genesis 45:16. Now the report of it was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brothers have come. So it pleased Pharaoh and his servants well. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, say to your brothers, do this, load your animals and depart. Go to the land of Canaan, bring your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Now you are commanded, do this. Take carts out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives. Bring your father and come. Also, do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. Probably not going to get a lot farther than that today, so we'll stop there. If we do get further, we will read some supplemental verses as well. But Pharaoh heard about this family reunion that was taking place at Joseph's house. And so Joseph's brothers end up meeting with Pharaoh. And Pharaoh says to Joseph, say to your brothers, well, actually, he tells Joseph to pass this along to his brothers. So this is a decree that is coming from Joseph's boss. It is coming through Joseph to the brothers, and it says, do this. Now, I want you to know that we are not saved by works, but we are saved for the works that God has prepared for us in advance to do. So I want you to know, you cannot earn your way to heaven, but being part of the kingdom of God does have responsibility. And Joseph and his brothers are having such a wonderful reunion that Pharaoh says, I want you to say to your brothers, do this, load your animals and depart and go to the land of Canaan. Those are the animals that they had brought with them to carry food back. And he says, I want you to load them down. I want you to take those animals, and I want you to go back to the land that you came from, but you're not going to stay there. You have a new destination, a new future. You have something. You're not going to have to worry about famine anymore, because the decree that I am issuing today is coming from the throne room of God. There's a couple of times in the scriptures where it says, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And I want you to know that when there is a rebuke from the throne room of heaven, it is a sovereign rebuke. There is no appeal. There is no resisting that arrest. When God speaks with a command, I think of it as let there be light, and bam, there was light. That's what I think of. And it was unheard of in ancient times for a monarch to give a decree and for that decree to not be followed. It just wasn't done. Pharaoh had absolute rule in the land. And so, Pharaoh is not nearly as qualified to be God as God is. But there are some instructions that Pharaoh gives that are reflective of the desire that God has for us. And he says, I want you to go back, and I'm preparing a place for you, and I want you to bring everybody that you can along with you on the journey to the place that I am preparing for you. Go back, take the supplies that you need to get them and convince them to come back to this place, a place that is famine resistant, a place that is going to be an abundant resource, and you are going to thrive in this new place. Just because you got saved does not mean that God retired from the salvation business. There's someone that you need to carry the goodness of God back to and say, hey, there is a place of bounty that God has for you as well, and I want to share that with you. I was having a conversation with someone recently, and they were talking about someone who had experienced salvation in Jesus Christ. They had been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and this couple they were very resistant to that, but this person kept sharing with them the goodness of the Word of God and the truth from the Word of God and the joy that they were experiencing, and it was transformative in these people's lives. And then they set about on the same mission of sharing the goodness of God wherever they went. Pharaoh says to Joseph, tell them, load your animals, depart, go to the land of Canaan, bring your father and your households and come to me. Now, this is a command coming from Pharaoh's throne for people who were not Egyptian. And remember when Joseph and his brothers ate together at the table, Egyptians would not even eat at the same table with the Hebrews because it was an abomination for them. And Pharaoh is now issuing a command from his throne and says, even though my people would not eat at the same table as your people, I am issuing a command. Bring your father, bring your household, bring everything that you've got and come to me. Come to me. I have a saying, and it goes simply like this. Don't miss heaven for the world. Don't miss heaven for the world. Don't miss it for wealth. Don't miss it for fame. Don't miss it for popularity. Don't miss it for power. Don't miss it for the sake of, you know, of thinking that you're right when you are wrong. Don't miss it because of intellectual arrogance. Don't miss heaven for anything. There is a decree, there's an invitation that God has, and it simply says, come to me. If you are weary, if you are heavy laden, come to me. I will give you rest. God wants to teach us his ways, but I'm telling you, there is bounty. There was bounty in Egypt, but the bounty in Egypt was a remnant compared to the bounty that God has available. God's not suffering an economic collapse. God is God all by himself, and he still has the invitation to all 7 billion plus people on the planet, come to me. No matter what you've done, no matter what your background is, come to me. Now, I do like to say this. He loves you just as you are, but he loves you too much to leave you that way. If right now you are trapped in sexual sin, he loves you, but he loves you so much that he's not going to leave you trapped in that. He is going to transform you and restore you to the image that he has for you. If you are trapped in pride, he loves you, but he wants you to behold him in his beauty, to realize that as Isaiah did when he beheld the glory of God, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. He loves you. If you're listening, you may be incarcerated right now. You may have a plethora of issues going on in your life, and I want you to know that he loves you, but he wants you to come to him, and he wants to change your circumstances, and he wants to change your heart. So he says, come to me, and I will give you of the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. So he says, come to me, I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. God's invitation to come and God's invitation to provide out of his bounty, that extends to you and I. Let me take you to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Right after Philippians chapter 3. Sorry, I just can't help myself sometimes with Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19 says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Listen to verse number 19 again. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so when Pharaoh says to Joseph to command his brothers to come, that he will give them the best of the land of Egypt, that's really wonderful. But God says he's going to give you the best of heaven. And Pharaoh says, you will eat the fat of the land. And God says, you will taste and see that the Lord is good. You see, we get to partake of not the manna that they ate in the wilderness, but the heavenly manna. And that is identified in the New Testament in the Gospel of John as Jesus Christ. We get to feast on the abundance of Jesus. Can I tell you something? Please do not feel sorry for me as a believer because I get to partake of the goodness of God. Don't feel sorry for me. I am not intellectually challenged because I am a believer. I am intellectually blessed because I'm a believer. I am not physically challenged because I'm a believer. I'm physically blessed because I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I get to partake of the goodness of God that I am not entitled to because of my sin. The wages of my sin was death and separation from God, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Those are the things that I have for me. I have a place in heaven that is awaiting me. I get to experience heaven on earth until I get there. I get to partake of every spiritual blessing that has been provided for me in heavenly places. I get to increase. I get to grow. We are blessed as the children of God. So I want to encourage you to avail yourself of the abundance that God has prepared for you. I wouldn't want to be swimming around in a sea of abundant food supply and just barely eating enough to stave off starvation. A long time ago, we were having prayer requests, and a person mentioned that they had some physical challenges, and I said, well, let me pray for you. And they said, oh no, don't pray for me. There are people a lot worse off in this world than I am. And I wanted to let them know, healing is not rationed out. Healing is poured out. It is made available for the body of Christ. I don't have to deprive myself of healing so someone else can be healed. Instead, what happens a lot of times, if I will avail myself of the healing, of the blessing, of the supply that God has for me, then other people will see that and they will avail themselves of the supply and the abundance that God has provided for them. So he says, go, I will give you the best of the land of Egypt. And I will bring this down and put this into an earthly context. And that is this: if it is in your power to bless, bless with your best, bless with your best. Pharaoh, was sitting on the throne and his country was beginning to experience some of the hardships, but they had prepared for that. And yet, even during a challenging season, he invited others to come and he said, I am going to bless you with the best that I have. Give God your best. Give your marriage your best. Give your work your best. Give your coworkers, maybe there's some new employees that have come along, give them your best. Give them your best insight. You say, well, if I teach them everything that I know, then my job might be threatened. You know what? God holds you in the palm of your hand, in the palm of his hand. I don't have to live in fear of someone else's skill set if I know that God is leading my steps, directing my path, and he is the one ultimately in charge of my supply. You know what will happen? If you start training and equipping and helping people to become the best that they can be, what you are going to find is you are going to be promoted because there is a vast need for people to enhance and edify those in the workforce, those in homes. I pray that you just would follow Pharaoh's example and make available your very best. Verse number 19, these are the words of Pharaoh to Joseph. Now you are commanded, do this. Take carts out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives. Bring your father and come. Also, do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. Do you see, Pharaoh has already decreed to them, the best of the land of Egypt is already yours. It's already yours. The best that heaven could provide is already yours. If God did not withhold his son Jesus, heaven's most precious gift, how would he withhold any good thing from you? Again, God does not operate on a rationing system. He operates on a system of blessing, a system of faith, and a system of equipping for the work that is needed. So my challenge at Merit Assembly of God is this. I want to be so faithful with what God has entrusted with me already that he knows that he can trust me with even more. That's just the reality of it. I want to be a faithful steward in what God has blessed me with so that he knows that he can trust me with more. Now, it's these particular instructions are given as a command to Joseph and therefore to Joseph's brothers. He said, "Take carts out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives, and bring your father and come." Everybody in Egypt knew there were five more years of famine. And so what Pharaoh says is, I want you to take as much as you need from what I have available so that everything that you need to have to survive, that you have the ability to transport that to a place of safety. Do you think that Pharaoh is better at that type of logistics than God is? Because I don't. I believe that God will provide us insight how to pray for people. He will give us insight for ways that we can demonstrate the love of God. He will give us the keys to their heart so that we can bring them to the place where God will provide them. Now, it's a command. It's a command. In the New Testament, the command from Jesus goes something like this. Go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. So I just challenge you. Let's be in the rescue and restoration business. Let's bring as many people to a place of safety and abundance and provision as we can. Verse number 20 has a very interesting thought. It's probably where we're going to end for today's broadcast. And Pharaoh gives this instruction. He says, also, do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. He says, don't worry about all of your possessions. What I have provided for you here in Egypt is even better than what you've got. You just get here. You just get here and look at what I will provide for you. There are a lot of distractions that the world would try and bring our ways. And I just want to encourage you that we cannot get distracted by those things. I'm turning to a passage of scripture right now, and when I get there I'll read it for you. I don't know that I'm going to find it right off the top of my head here, but in the parable of the sower, where Jesus is going out, and you know, I know that I will find it here just as it's in Luke chapter 8, says, "The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and of the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it, but others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, 'He who has ears, let him hear.'" And verse number 11, it says, "Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in a time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with, get this, with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who have heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it, and bear fruit with patience." I specifically wanted to focus on verse number 14, and it says, "Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares, the riches, and the pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity." Pharaoh said, "Don't worry, don't be concerned about your possessions. Do not be carried away with the dissipation of the things of this life. Don't be distracted by them." What does it say there? It says, "Don't be choked out with the cares or the riches or the pleasures of life, because what they will do is they will rob you of your maturity." Rob you of your maturity. I want to ask you today, do you have an urgency in your heart to come to the place of abundant provision that God has for you, to the point that you're not even worried about the things that you possess, that you know that God's provision is going to be way better than anything that you could provide for yourself? Don't let the things of this world distract you. And for heaven's sake, do not let it rob you of the opportunity and the privilege of maturing to a place of fruitfulness. God, I pray that your word would penetrate our heart today, and it would take such root, God, that the cares of this life would fall away, that we would have a heart for you, for your word, and for your purpose in our life, to the point that we know we can trust you with our very existence. We give you glory today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."